processing visual information is one of the most complex tasks performed by the brain. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Scott Adler, associate professor of psychology at York University, is studying the visual acuity of infants to further understand our attentional processes.
Selecting particular items in our visual world from among the many simultaneously available items is critical for understanding and interacting with our world. Without these capacities, it would be difficult to learn in school, walk down the street, or drive a car. There are two general ways that our attention can be guided to and select particular items in our world. One of them is by the occurrence of important, unique, and distinct events, such as a red piece of clothing among whites. The other way attention is guided is by our own goals and under our own control, such as searching for your car keys. My research looks at the eye movements of infants and adults as they view multi-item displays. Infants and adults were presented with a single R among many P's. These items differ in the single unique diagonal leg of the R. Because there is only one R, it is generally very easy to detect it. Eye movement showed that the first way is there by 3 months of age. Alternatively, infants and adults were also presented with the reverse, a single P among many R's. The P has nothing that is unique that is not in the R's. So this relies on the second way attention is allocated. Eye movements indicated for infants the second way has yet to develop. This likely has potential implications for developmental disabilities, such as ADD, ADHD, and autistic spectrum disorders, to which attentional deficits have been linked. In those disabilities, the attentional deficit they exhibit seems to relate to the second manner of allocating attention, namely goal-oriented attention. This study with infants begins to document the normal development of these attentional processes and helps to determine how this development relates to the developmental disabilities.
That was Scott Adler of York University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Don't know why, it's just never.